Lesson 10. Reading.
Oh, you speak English very well, a member of your American host family tells you. Generally, Americans are very good at making compliments. It is said that in the United States, compliments are like motor oil. They keep American society running smoothly. American parents praise their children both inside and outside the home. They will proudly tell their friends and neighbors about their son's or daughter's achievement. Compare this to Japan, where parents seldom praise their children in front of other people. Instead, Japanese parents often complain about their children, even if they are the best students in their class. American teachers and professors praise their students frequently, both in class and outside of class. You did an excellent job. How smart! I'm very proud of you. Well done! Perfect 10! You hit the nail on the head! These are some typical expressions teachers use when they want to praise their students. Most American teachers know the importance of building self-esteem and confidence in young people. In business also, praise and compliments are an important part of communication between management and workers. Employees lose morale when they feel their work isn't valued. As a result, work quality can decrease. Therefore, management training courses stress the importance of giving praise for good work. Workers are more likely to cooperate with a manager who gives praise and encouragement rather than one who complains. Of course, praise and compliments must be believable. Insincere praise, also known as flattery, causes discomfort and uncertainty. People wonder why the person is giving empty praise and they become suspicious. They might even lose respect for the person giving the compliment. Therefore, Americans are especially careful about giving suitable praise and compliments to the people around them. Mark Twain, the great 19th century American writer, once said, "I can live for 2 months on a good compliment."